This week, the Philadelphia Housing Authority opened its newest set of townhomes in the city's Germantown neighborhood. The new Queen Lane apartments are part of a 20-year history of the agency replacing high-rise buildings with smaller, lower-rise developments. But as WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports, PHA's president says that trend has to stop.
On a September morning in 2014, explosives reduced the old Queen Lane apartments to rubble. Oh. 16 stories and nearly 60 years of Germantown history gone in seconds.
One, two, three!
Roughly a year later, elected officials and residents joined Philadelphia Housing Authority brass this week to celebrate the opening of the new Queen Lane Apartments, a sparkling townhome development. Longtime resident Corliss Gray hopes the new construction will be a catalyst for the neighborhood.
This is such an improvement in the neighborhood. I think it'll bring people in who do better for the neighborhood.
But the new development left Philadelphia with fewer affordable apartments. 119 units went down, just 55 went up. Over the past two decades, while demolishing 24 high-rise buildings across the city, PHA has lost 7,000 units.
The trend at the time was, let's deconcentrate poverty.
That's PHA President Kelvin Jeremiah.
I don't know that there was a whole lot of forethought in terms of what the consequences of that might be when you're not opting for one-for-one replacement in communities where you have huge demands.
With hindsight on his side, Jeremiah says Queen Lane will be the last time PHA implodes a high-rise and doesn't replace every unit during redevelopment.
I don't believe that is in the public interest to continue to increase the exodus of units, affordable housing units. The demand hasn't shrunk any.
Jeremiah says PHA's waiting list has had roughly 100,000 names on it for years. On average, people can stay on the list for 10 years. Karen Collins has been waiting for more than 20.
PHA is a godsend. It's under attack, but they are also one of our worst nightmares.
Collins lives in a row home in West Philly with her two kids. It's Section 8 housing, which means her rent is heavily subsidized. She pays about $200 a month for a unit that could otherwise fetch $800 or more. But unlike most PHA units, Collins has to cover utilities, a difficult task considering she's physically disabled and survives on Social Security.
My income comes in the door, it goes back out that door. You know, I'm a saving personality. 10 cent here. $10 there, that's how we make it.
The wait has also taken a heavy physical and emotional toll. There's no wheelchair ramp outside her house or any modifications inside.
I'm wearing myself out sometimes, you know, walking up and down steps with my nerve damage. One day I'll be able to walk, the next day I may not be able to walk.
Others have benefited from PHA tearing down its high-rises. Inez Green is among them. In 1984, Green moved into a high-rise unit at the South Wark Housing Development in South Philly at 4th Street and Washington Avenue. She says the apartments were fine. The rest of the building, not so much.
No lighting. You know, you had to walk up and down dark steps. It was horrible. It was really bad.
So were the streets outside the tower.
It was really violent. You know, you couldn't go out. People come around and tell you, well, we get ready to do this, like, you know, fight or shoot or whatever, take your kids in.
Green says things slowly started getting better after 2000. That's the year PHA tore down two of three towers at South Wark. It replaced them with two-story buildings with postage stamp-sized lawns out front. Green says there's still crime, but it's less rampant, and there's a better relationship with neighbors in nearby Queen Village.
It went from project to development. So when the kids say, oh, you in a project, no, you're in the development, because a project is something that's not done. This is complete. You know, we changed their mindset so they can move on and let them know that they better than what people portray them to be.
PHA still has 16 towers comprising more than 1,700 units. Nearly half of those properties are dedicated to seniors and more than likely won't be demolished. The rest, so-called family buildings, could be torn down in the coming years. Could, because there's no way to know how much federal funding will be available down the line. For now, PHA only has plans to demolish a pair of high-rises in the Sharswood section of North Philadelphia. PHA President Kelvin Jeremiah says his agency alone can't solve what he calls a housing crisis, but he's willing to try. To him, everything starts at home.
We know that you cannot get a job if you're transient. We know that you cannot be in a stable school if you don't have stable housing. Right. So first, let's deal with the housing situation. Let's stabilize our families, because at that point, we were able to provide them the services that they need.
But replacing each and every unit when imploding a tower means PHA will need to find more land. Jeremiah says it does make sense to move away from high-rise developments, but the low-rise replacements need more space to ensure these plans don't make PHA's epic waiting lists even longer. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.